Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, here's a list of top 10 female professions most likely to cheat. Hey, what kind of profession is a Capricorn? Also, no wonder so many women want to break the glass ceiling and become CEOs. They're doing it for the SCX, of course. Also, the profession of being a single mother makes sense. Some of them with 5 or 6 kids are getting close to six-figure incomes from the government. In the past, teachers would have been in the top 10, but after they got rid of all the male teachers, they can only bang their students. Up next is mountain lion mistakes a house cat for one of her cubs. I bet the mountain lion is also confused as to why it's not growing. Then again, maybe this is just animal husbandry and the mountain lion is just keeping the cat around so it can eat it later. Then again, they look like the best of butts. And I thought this is AI generated, but it's actually a real story. You have to check everything these days. Meanwhile, in India, tigers are eating the jeets. Number 3, here's what it looks like being a fat girl but not being attracted to fat men. Talk about serving up a double standard on a silver platter. I'd hand it off to her, but she'd eat that too. In this case, it wouldn't be a bad idea if she got some of the fat sucked out of her face. Otherwise, Chad won't let her suck. In her mind, just like every woman's mind, they think they're all tens. Double chins on fatsos are a definite no-no. Moving on, here's that crypto millionaire in his early 40s. Looks to me like McLovin is all grown up. But seriously, he paid a girl to pose as his girlfriend, and he wears vintage Reebok pumps from the early 90s for some reason. Also, he's banning people from following him on X because they were making fun of his nose. He puts out the same energy as Camel Joe. It doesn't matter how much money he has, no woman will find him genuinely attractive. Number 5, welcome to Britain, where 2,000 PDF files are being released from prison early. Probably to make room for people making mean tweets about enrichment. If you look into the ethnic makeup of these predators, that should tell you everything you need to know about why they're being released early. Something tells me they'll be brought back in shortly. If they keep getting let out, will the British people decide to bring out the wood chippers at some point? Up next, this fatso likens Donald Trump to Jabba the Hutt. Look who's talking. I don't know if that's a cell phone or not, but what I do know is that that belt is screaming out in pain. This guy also looks like your average Redditor. And bro here thinks he's having his Gandalf moment. He also kind of reminds me of the Rancor Keeper from Return of the Jedi. I actually have him as one of my carded figures in my Star Wars collection. Number 7, Texas is being sued over its digital ID age verification bill. They're trying to use the excuse of protecting the kiddies from corn to take away people's privacy on the internet. That's what it's all really about. Does this mean that Texas has been infiltrated by Democrats? No, because the trackbacks on the right are cheering for this because they want to ban corn. And the leftists are cheering for it because they want to take your freedom of speech away. Get a VPN to fight this. Moving on, what is the name of this group? How about the obese Power Rangers? Go-Go Diet Evaders. The guy on the far right is trying to figure out where his Schwing Schwang went. Possible names for these dancers include the Tim Wall Dancers, Poker Night at a Liberal's House, Gluttons Are Ruffs, and the Poopas. Why would anyone that fat pose for pictures like this? Aren't they ashamed of what they've become? What's remarkable is that their shoes can actually hold their weight without bursting at the seams. Number 9 looks like good news in Western Canada, after they introduced a trans youth bill. This sounds like it's very early preparation for Alberta joining the United States. Most of Western Canada, except for the Vancouver region, lean to the right, and would fit in well with America. Next year, Alberta is going to pose a referendum question about possibly leaving the Confederation when one of its votes. But seriously, children shouldn't be allowed to transition until they decide for themselves, at least at the age of 18. Up next, name a bigger downgrade than this one. I'd say Nelly Furtado. Fans were so mean to her that she decided to end her music career yet again. Yet another big downgrade also from Canada, like Nelly Furtado, is Elliot Page. Now I'll never be able to watch Inception the same way again. If celebrities are going to transition or let themselves go, they need to get out of the public spotlight because it wrecks everyone's nice nostalgic memories for them. Number 11, this boy was bullied for having eyes with 2 different eye colors. So his parents bought him a cab with 2 different eye colors as well. This kid needs to understand that in 10 years everyone is going to be jealous of him and girls are going to be throwing themselves at him if he's semi-attractive. Someone needs to play the music of this British guy who also had 2 different eye colors. He ended up being pretty popular, I hear, once he was known as the Goblin King. Moving on, Skeletor has decided that instead of choosing to be with single mothers, fat women, or go his own way, that working girls and illicit substances are the way to go. But technically, working girls in blue means that you're still single forever, because you're not marrying them, and you're just paying them to leave. At least the working girls tell you what they cost up front, unlike a wife or girlfriend. You can still be single forever and have a family if you pay for a surrogate. Number 13, meet the anti-Islamophobia czar in Canada, demanding Muslim prayer rooms in federal buildings. Her position alone proves that it's not a phobia. And yet most Canadians are apathetic to their country slowly being taken over. Of course they are. They've been told that multiculturalism is good for the last 50 years. So they think that any newcomers will be just as tolerant as Christian and European descent Canadians. Also, government buildings are not places of worship. Go to a church or a mosque. Op next, is it true that liberal women will divorce their husbands and then barely let them see the kids, but then go off about how ICE hurts families? Never marry a woman conservative or liberal. When it comes time to divorce you, even conservative women become liberal. They always use the lame excuse that he wasn't there for them because he worked 60 hours a week, didn't give her enough attention, and didn't help around the house. I'm so tired of all of this. Number 15, this woman says that he cheated on her, so she stole his grandma. I'm glad she didn't overreact. But by the looks of this, bro lost his girl and his ancestry. He shouldn't have dated her in the first place, and those glasses should have been the biggest red flag. But the way I see it, people who keep urns around are also kind of crazy. What are you going to do, pass grandma down for the next 10 generations? She did him a favor. She needs to dump those ashes into an ocean or something. Moving on, the Czech Republic has banned communism. Of course they have. They had to live under it for almost half a century. The West, on the other hand, welcomes it in like a Trojan horse because it doesn't understand what it's capable of doing to their countries. As far as I'm concerned, I'm upset at both communism and capitalism because they both have central banks printing money, creating inflation and stealing the wealth of ordinary people through stealth. Both are bad from that perspective. Number 17, here you are finally saving up some money when all of a sudden you get a random car problem. This past Halloween, these were the scariest ones out there with check engine lights. If you can't afford to repair your vehicle, then don't get a pet. It's $1,000 when they get the sniffles. The simpler your life, the better. Get an old used car instead of a new one and save that money that you could actually save for emergencies. Up next, everyone needs to thank Germany and UK for sacrificing their economies to reduce carbon emissions. China thanks you. This is deceiving though, because it doesn't do what this graphic does, which is illustrate carbon emissions per capita. Canada's number one, of course, because we live in a cold country. Here in Toronto, we run the heaters 8 months of the year, and air conditioning for the other four. Plus, we drive just as much as Americans. Number 19, why do people not get excited about sandwiches, but they get excited by sandwiches that are disassembled? It's actually a smart idea. Most of the time when you have ready-made sandwiches, they suck, because you didn't select the toppings yourself. A lot of the time, I'll take the meat out and throw away the bread. Plus, if I didn't know what's in the sandwich, I wouldn't eat it in case there's tuna or onions in there. The only sandwiches I'll eat are Big Macs and Whoppers because I already know what's in there, and I typically tell the staff to take out those onions. Moving on, apparently not wanting to date someone that's trans is transphobic. Who even wants to date trans people? Only 2% of the population and they themselves are also trans, so they end up being straight with extra steps. By this very same logic, men who don't want to date women are misogynists. Yes, that's what they've been calling men going their own way for years now. Being repulsed by trans people is not a fear. It's a disgust. Number 21, they want you to forget about the 50s, 60s, and 70s when the average family only had to work 40 hours a week to have this lifestyle. I'm convinced that the only reason the elites allow the middle class to live like this well into the mid to late 20th century is because of communism. Because they were afraid people would rise up against them. If communism didn't exist, the elites never would have given us this quality of life. There was no reason for it. Up next, speaking of communism and equity, Mandani says that white neighborhoods should pay higher property taxes. Looks like instead of bringing everyone up, he's going to be bringing the white people down. A record number of high earners have already left New York City for states like Florida because of the insane high taxes in NYC. This will erode the tax base further. Maybe that's the plan, to trash the city like was done in the 70s so wealthy developers can buy properties up for pennies on the dollar. Number 23, you go to work one day and they tell you you have to get microchipped or they will fire you. What will most people do? Most people will get chipped and get a digital ID or jab so they can keep their jobs. Remember what happened during COVID. 95%+ of the population of over 18s got at least one shot here. I'd quit though. Then again, I've never had to rely on a corporation for my survival. I've always had ample savings. Meanwhile, most people will gladly get the mark of the beast to continue working in their corporate veal fanning pens. Moving on, in 2002, this serial killer escaped a Greek prison, dressed as a doctor with the help of a prison psychologist. She left her family to be with them and fled to Colombia, where they found her deceased in 2006. So I guess we have ourselves a real-life Harley Quinn and Joker duo. Sounds like he eventually got tired of her BS and added to his notch counts. This woman liked dangerous men, and that's why she was working in the prison system in the first place, and probably banging many of the prisoners. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Miley Cyrus between 2011 and 2025? She looks like she had that fat and eyebrows removed from her face and gone a nose job. And I don't know for sure, but I guess that woke mind virus is at least partially responsible for this. Then again, losing fat in your face is also one of the side effects of taking weight loss drugs. Maybe this is yet another case of a Ozempic face. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.